Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A couple of years ago, I interviewed someone from our next guest's organization about a free software coding education platform for adult residents of our state. That program is still up and running, and they have now started a first-of-its-kind software development fellowship program in their continuing effort to find solutions to the tech workforce gap here in South Carolina. Katie Miller is program director at SC Codes, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Greenville. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike, for having me.
Now, give us an overview first of SC Codes.
SC Codes is a nonprofit program that provides free coding education courses for any adult resident of South Carolina through 10 different courses and virtual offerings fairly regularly throughout each and every month.
Are there like any kind of a educational program where you have companies lined up who are ready to interview these students?
Yeah, so we have a lot of employers throughout the state that are advocates and very interested in connecting to talent through our platform. And then specifically with the new program, Develop Carolina, we are partnering with very specific tech employers to ensure that there is a pathway from where they start as far as just those first steps into learning these skills all the way through placement with an employer.
All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about this new program. The name is Develop Carolina. Give us the time frame on how this works.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the first of its kind in the state. It is a six-month software development specific fellowship program. And we recognize that there was this gap between those who were finishing up their education and those and a gap between that and starting their career. And so we decided to create a program that would provide that bridge. So it is a short-term program, 6 months. It is paid program. And ideally, we take brand new software developers and we place them with an employer host, a local tech company here in our state, and they get that hands-on real-life experience that they need working as part of a team, as part of a company. And then we also supplement that with 2 days of classroom training each week where we focus on a number of other topics, really just with the end goal of creating a well-rounded, very knowledgeable individual who is set up for success beyond this six-month program.
Will some of these fellows come from the SC Codes training platform online?
Yeah, we hope they will. And we have actually quite a few that have applied that we're in the process of interviewing for our first cohort now. But we are largely focused on those learners who come from a non-traditional background. So this may be SC Codes. It may be another online learning, resource that they have taught themselves on. They may also come from a boot camp, or maybe they've taken some certification courses, or maybe they're a 2- and 4-year degree holder and they've gone that route, but they are still struggling just to get that foot in the door.
And you mentioned that this is a paid program. Does that mean that while they are working with the company for the 6 month period, they're being paid?
They are, yes. So they will receive at minimum a $10,000 stipend for their 6 months. And we found that a lot of employers are willing to pay them even more.
Can you go ahead and tell us which of these tech companies that have partnered with this fellowship program? And I'm just going to assume that you're always looking for more.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are set for our first cohort that begins January 10th, but we have 6 amazing employers that have already committed to hosting at least one. Many of them are hosting multiple fellowship participants. So we have Worthwhile in Greenville, Land Intelligence out of Columbia, Hyper and Code and Trust out of Charleston, Logical out of Greenville, and Booz Allen Hamilton here in Charleston.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
Katie Miller is the program director at SC Codes. headquartered in Greenville, South Carolina. That's a statewide program. We will have links to SC Codes and the new fellowship program, Develop Carolina, posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.